This is WSGW. It's 825, your morning team show. Dave, Pat, Arch, Charlie, and you, of course. It is the end of March, by the way. Musical interlude for you this morning.
It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue, the dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog in the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God,
the studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie. Art Lewis, I know you're rapping along in your home studio this morning.
Oh, I can't wait. Reminds me of a great beginning to a movie, a great Christmas movie, Die Hard.
Which is why I played it.
Yeah, is this why you played it? Yes.
Bruce Willis. Huh?
Yeah.
I think. Well, I thought we had to say something about Bruce Willis, and I know it's one of your favorite Christmas movies.
So yes, it is.
We had to have a Christmas song from Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis. But, boy, tough news about Bruce Willis coming out.
I know. And in fact, I have to admit, I was caught off guard by this, but this has been a buzz inside the industry for a while that he has been kind of declining here over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I have not heard if it's treatable or not.
I won't say.
I was surprised to hear that it is more common than Parkinson's.
Yes, you heard that in CBS News too, didn't you?
Yeah,
I heard the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, and I don't know, but just from reading about other celebrities that have dealt with it, which I had forgotten or did not know, they talked about people like, maybe not to the extent that Bruce Willis is, mm-hmm. Sharon Stone.
Yeah.
That has had to deal with it too,
mm-hmm.
but she's found ways to work around to where she could have her abilities a little bit more than what they were when she was first diagnosed. But he's only 67. And I've heard the same thing, that apparently the last number of movies he'd been making, they were like using earpieces or cutting down his screen time to deal.
Yeah.
You didn't hear anything about it until, at least in... Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, was he trying to do as many movies as possible nearing these last few years, knowing that this was that was probably going to be it for his career? That's what I'm guessing.
Well, that's interesting to read, because it says recently diagnosed with aphasia.
Yeah.
So either that, maybe he knew something was wrong, didn't get a diagnosis.
Right.
Or maybe it wasn't diagnosed until now. I don't know. But, 67. Die Hard, maybe his signature movie.
Oh, yeah. But he had so many others.
Die Hard 1, 2, 3.
And there was a 4. Yeah, there was a 4.
There was a 4.
Was there a 4?
Right.
Yeah, I forget what the name was. They didn't call it Die Hard 4, though. I forget.
Yeah.
Die Hard 3, not as good as, obviously, the first two, but it had he and Sam Jackson together, and they had some snappy lines back and forth throughout it, so it was pretty good.
Yes, they did.
So it was good. But he also did, he was in Pulp Fiction, he was in Sixth Sense, one of my favorite scary movies, you could say. I've always enjoyed that one, and he did so many others.
And, of course, his longtime relationship with Demi Moore.
Yep,
that's
right.
You know, even part of his life.
Don't forget where he got to start in TV. I'm moonlighting.
Gosh,
that's where he got to start.
Holy cow, that's right.
And that's what's the thing. It's like he was great at giving lines and expressiveness. And that when you hear news like this, it's pretty sad.
Let's not talk about him like he's not here anymore.
Well, I know. But his career is probably done. Yeah.
So Bruce Willis dealing with difficulty, but as many people apparently do, and more than diagnosed with Parkinson's. Who knew? Well, you don't know these things, unfortunately, until these things kind of get some attention.